Like, this is my mom figure, and I just want to protect her.
I'm giving her the good news. I love her. I'm giving her the news of Jesus shed blood, death, burial, and resurrection.
And she's a religious woman, and she knows.
But the religions are deceiving you. Whether you go to Roman Catholic, Evangelical, Mormon, Baptist, Lutheran, these are all made of man. You must follow Jesus, and he is truth. They're all full of a bunch of lies and false traditions.
Why did Jesus
Why did he what?
You know what? Let me tell you something.
I don't know what you mean. Why did he what?
Deceived us.
I can't hear you, ma'am.
Why did he deceive us?
Jesus didn't deceive us. Satan does.
Oh, yes, he did.
No, Jesus didn't deceive us. Satan deceives us.
Why come people are born retarded? Yeah. Why come people are not smart like other people?
Oh, no, he didn't deceive. Sin is what caused all this, all the mistakes, errors, proclivities, fallen ways, all the trials in the world. It's sin. And if you'll repent of your sinful ways and seek God, he'll bless your efforts. We can overcome in Jesus Christ. We can be made new in him by his shed blood, his death, burial, and his resurrection. And if you repent and you're born again, God gives you a new heart and a new mind. You can seek the kingdom of God, not man-made religion. The religions are lying to you. The churches are lying to you. They're about money. They're about buildings. They're about false traditions. You have a Bible at home?
I'm a pure Christian.
Okay. You have a Bible at home. You start reading about Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and see who Jesus is.
Phone is my Bible. I can't really actually read the Bible because... Okay. I was born dumb.
Oh, you're not. Well, God will give you wisdom to understand the Word of God.
I've been praying for that all my life.
Yeah.
Wherever, I'm still in the same
boat. Cry out to God. Cry out to God for the pure milk of God's Word and wisdom. See, here's the thing. Ready? The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is fear of God. So if you fear God, God will start to give you wisdom. If you really fear God, he will give you wisdom. Did you know that?
I don't fear God.
Oh, well, that's the problem. You'll never get wisdom if you don't fear God. You must fear him because he can destroy. Jesus said, fear the one that can destroy your body and soul in hell. So you got to make sure that you fear God and then you have reverence and love for him and then you seek his word. If you don't fear him, you'll never have wisdom. Yeah. Test yourself. Go to the word of God. There's a narrow path. We love you, neighbor.